Blog Talk Radio.
North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing great. I am just trying to keep warm here in Roanoke, Virginia.
Yes.
It's a tad on the nippy side. We did have snow this morning. We did not really have any kind of accumulation here, but the mountains got a bit.
They're supposed to, you know, it's all across the United States now. I mean, we've dipped into the low. We had a really big storm this morning. And we've really have cooled off. And I know for the next 2 days in Ohio, it's supposed to be continually snowing. So, and that would, that's northeast Ohio. But I know that whole area is going to get slammed with some really, really cold weather, too. So, It's definitely the winter time here in the United States.
Oh, yes. Finally, it hit. Well, the good news is that as the moon moves forward in Taurus, we're approaching some nice grand trine activity of getting some things done in spite of the retrograde. And I've been doing my own share of reorganizing today because I had to cancel chapel to make sure everyone was safe coming through the mountains. So guess what? I got a lot done today.
And that's such a good thing, because this is a good time to clean things up, clear things out. I liked your last phrase at the end of the little segment that you put out for this show of get real. I like that for this grand trine. Get to work. All this earth energy is just a force to be, okay, let's start to put some things and clean things up around here and get things reorganized so that when Mercury does go back direct, we can start to make those foundational shifts that we need to make.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you the flip side of the coin now, okay? So you brought this up. I had it's a rolling mat for sorting clothing. And I had everything all nice and sorted on my little rack and everything. And then I started to work on filling my new bookcase, okay? And so if there were some bookcases upstairs and some downstairs, and I decided to take some of the ones from upstairs and bring them downstairs. But in order to do that, I had to move the rack. So the rack completely collapsed.
Oh! Classic Mercury retrograde.
Right, so 45 minutes later, I was back where I started. Oh, well. It's just, you gotta laugh. You lose your sense of humor, you've lost the picture.
Oh, yeah. You know, the universe just says, okay, no, you've got to slow down a little bit more now.
Yeah. Well, I definitely did slow down for a little while then. Anyway. So you've been busy, and you're teaching classes and all this stuff coming up this week?
Next week, I start two classes, a beginning tarot and a beginning astrology class, and there's been a lot of chatter about it, and it's a lot of fun, and I think it's really going to be great. I know one individual that's going to be in my tarot class very well, and she's an awesome student. She's taken other classes of mine, and so I'm really excited to have her as a part of this. I think that it's going to be a really fun class on my tarot. And I themed it Fun with Tarot this time. So why, I don't know, but when I went to put the flyer out, I thought that will be fun. So I think this one really will be a lot of fun to do.
Oh, excellent. I'm excited for you. That's great. That's great. Well, I suppose we do have a pretty full queue. I suppose we should take some callers. Did you want to make any more comments about the chart tonight?
Oh, I didn't think about that. The only other thing I want to say about tonight is that it is also Mars is conjunct the part of fortune, the Arabic part of fortune at this time. And that, you know, it brings great benefits by the actions that you do. So I'm real excited, not only with the Earth Grand Trine of get up, go, and start cleaning things up and getting things prepared and ready, but also that your actions themselves, the transformation of that is really so much to your benefit. That's about all I'm going to say about it. Do you have anything else to say?
No, but I did want to just mention a little bit about the full moon that's coming up on Saturday, because it's going to come up before we meet again on the air, and talk a little bit about that. It's kind of interesting because it's just a single opposition between the sun and the moon. I mean, the moon is not aspected with anything else. It's kind of spooky, looking at the chart. They're too early to even be, you know, in square to Mars, you know. But it's just kind of interesting because it's just like that straight shot. And Mercury's going to be kissing Pluto retrograde too, which I think big systems are going to be under reanalysis and stuff, and they're going to be looking at the taxes, going to be looking at the things that have to do with policy and dealing with the budget. All that stuff's going to show up too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's just kind of hard to have a completion cycle when you have two major planetary energies retrograde. You know.
It is. There's no completion to it, but it is a working period of time. And I think that simplicity of, you know, of the full moon from Cancer to Capricorn is a really nice situation there.
This is Leo to Aquarius, yeah.
From Leo to Aquarius is a nice balance there. I'm looking at two different charts, and when I went over there, I was like, oh, no, from Leo to Aquarius, it's such an early degree that I think it's really a nice balance of shifting everything more in a creative way. So.
I like it because the moon's sitting right on my Mercury.
I'm so not surprised.
But I think it should be interesting to see kind of what unfolds for people during this retrograde. And I think it's important to be process-oriented as well as task-oriented at this time because of Jupiter being that largest planet that magnifies everything it touches. And Mercury, of course, has to do with the thinking process, okay, of trying to stay with the plan and to be purposeful and highly organized, of course, in Capricorn. So it should be a very interesting cycle for a lot of people.
I agree.
So you ready for the first one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, ladies. It's Danielle.
Hey, girl. Danielle. How are you?
I'm not doing well. I'm okay, but Eric lost his job last week making $16 an hour. He was on his 90 days probation, and some other driver clipped his mail truck and knocked off the mirror, and so they decided to fire Eric when he didn't do anything wrong. He was bringing in like between $2,500 and $3,000 in a month, and now he doesn't even have a job.
Wow.
His birthday is 10/4/80.
I don't.
Why was he made to lose his job?
What's he supposed to do now?
2:59 p.m.
Seneca, South Carolina.
A.M. or P.M.?
P.M. 2:59 p.m., 10/4/80 in Seneca, South Carolina.
Maybe for his benefit.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. Something good's going to come out of this.
Oh, yeah. I think that this is a real good thing. Believe it or not, sometimes we look at things and it looks like a tragedy in itself. And I've seen this before with other people where something's happened. I had a friend of mine whose daughter lent her car out to an individual, and I looked at it and tracked it about the accident. The girl had an accident in it, and it was just, you know, everything was supposed to be devastating because of this accident. And I looked at it in the chart, and I said, this is going to turn out to your benefit. Well, she not only got another car, but and here again, this was all done. The girl paid her all of this by cash. She only not only got her enough money for another car, she had an extra $3,000 this girl gave her so that she wouldn't report it or anything else, and they kept it all under the table. She gave her an extra $3,000 to keep it quiet. And here again, it was so to her benefit. She got a better car and she had more money in her bank account. And I'm trying to say the same thing about him, is that through this there's a blessing in disguise, and this is going to work to his advantage. So don't think of it, even though it looks bad now, don't think of it as being bad. What do you see, Aphrodite?
I see pretty much the same thing. There's a tremendous complex of trine activity going on with the planets in fire. So I have a feeling that he's going to basically get a job pretty quick here, and it probably will have to do also with some kind of travel, though, because the Sagittarian forces are kind of with him.
Right.
Jupiter's retrograde right now, and it's very close to his natal Jupiter. He's second his Jupiter return, Danielle. So my feeling is that there's something better planned for him. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't get yourself all in a panic. What had just happened a couple days ago?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Mars and Scorpio is sitting right on his Mercury, so my feeling is he needs to be very, very proactive,
right,
because he's going to be going through his Mars return too in a couple of weeks. I would hit the ground running, and I would go to every other place and stuff like that that does the kind of work that he's been doing, and he's probably going to get a much better job.
Well, what about people not wanting to hire him because he just got fired from his job?
Well, he got fired from his job. Did he go to HR about it?
There's nothing they can do. He was on his 90 days probation. They don't care about him. The post office. He's working for the post office making $16 an hour.
There's other places that do delivery work as well. And again, it's a situation that wasn't within his control and all that. Again, he has to be very persuasive. All is not lost. It will work out.
Okay.
Well,
I
there's other companies. There's DHL. There's FedEx. There's a lot of other delivery places and stuff. There's people that even deliver furniture. I'm sure that he's going to get something, and he's going to get more money because of the Jupiter return going on, and he might even like the people better. They might be a little bit more personable rather than just being a number.
How long does it look like it's going to be before he finds the job?
I'd say at least a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not going to be long, and it really is for his benefit. Really, this is where I say, Danielle, have a little bit of faith. I don't think that that's going to cause him as much of a problem as what you think it is. Again here, he's got a lot of positive energy right now in his chart going on. And so within the next few weeks, he's golden. He really is. He will find a better job, I promise you. I've seen this pattern before.
Why is anything better than the post office making that much money?
Because
a lot
the post office,
for the post office, it's not fun sometimes, I can tell you that.
And that's where you have, again here, you have to look at it differently, because it's not just $16 an hour. It's the people that you work with, it's the environment that you work in. It has a lot to do with a lot of different things. And I'll tell you this, just as a matter of fact, I know people who work for the post office, I know people who work for UPS, and I know people who work for FedEx. And the people who work for FedEx are the happiest individuals I've ever seen. And the people that work for the U.S. Postal Service are the most tense, under-pressure people I've seen. So here again, you never know where the next one's going to come out of the blue for him that's going to be to his benefit. And they all make very good money. Not one of them doesn't make very good money. So, and it could be that, or it could be another organization that might work better for him. But he's going to run across it within the next few weeks as long as he keeps a positive outlook on this.
Okay. Because our rent's like $1,000 a month, and I'm dependent on him to pay his part of the bill.
Right, so keep faith and keep us posted, okay?
Okay, thanks, lady.
Okay, love you, girl.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
What a bummer. But I don't think it's going to turn out, like I said, it looks so great in the chair with all the trying activity. I'd like to see him whistling while he's working instead.
You know, the Mars return, there's so many different things in this chart. You know, the sun going through his first house. I mean, he's got so much positive energy for this that I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, I know. That's how I'm feeling, too. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 509, you're on the air.
Hi. My name is Erica, and I'm also about employment. I applied for an internship last like November, and they started this January, but I was put in the alternative list, which just means like if someone were to drop for any reason, then that list would come about. But I decided to apply for a different one, and this one's I think a little better. And so I was just wondering if you see me like obtaining this one. Otherwise, maybe I'm not like, maybe I need to look into a different career path. I really like advocating, or like I'm into law, so I like to do I don't know, like I just like fairness and like justice and equality. So 12/4/93.
She's, how could I not guess that she's a sad? Very
gorgeous.
Okay. And what time were you born?
12:05 p.m. in Tlalnepantla de Baz, Mexico.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Yeah, it's T-L-A-L-N-E-P-A-N.
Hold on. T-L-A?
Yeah, T as in turtle. T-L-A.
Oh, T is in tart. Okay. Okay.
So, yeah, T-L-A-L-N-E. T-A-N.
Okay. Hold on. You said T-A-L.
T-L-A.
T-L-A.
Is the beginning. And then L-N-E.
Oh, okay. L as in lamb?
Yes, N-E.
T-A-N-T-L-A at the end? I would not even know how to pronounce that. Is that what it is?
It's Tlalnepantla, and the spelling is T-L-A-L-N-E-P-A-N-T-L-A.
Got it. Thank you so much for your patience with that.
Did it come up? Cause then we have
yes,
the
it did.
Okay.
Yes, it
perfect.
Did.
So why don't you spell it for me one more time, because I can't find it either.
It's T-L-A-L-N-E-P-A-N-T-L-A.
Wow. Now, how do you pronounce it? Do you even know?
Yeah, Planet Planta.
Wow. And where do you live now?
Really, I live in Washington State.
What city?
In what?
Well, the town, Cheney, Washington.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Say that again?
Cheney, Cheney. Yeah, I graduate with my bachelor's this fall, and so after that it's law school. But
great, I'm so excited for you.
I'm very passionate about, you know, like justice and equality. But maybe what I'm applying for, if it's not working out, then maybe I'm supposed to do something else. And anything else doesn't, like, satisfy me, though. Like, I'm not into nursing or hair or, like, anything, you know? So I don't know what else.
You're a highly independent woman, and you're a strong humanitarian. So nothing mm-hmm. else will do. And, you know, you're here as a very strong individual on this earth. So I can understand why you would say nothing else will do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It looks international law to me. It looks like international law, and it also looks like you may get also involved in politics, my dear.
You've got
a great chart for this. I would take it to the limit. And I would be working for people that are on the same page as you, people that are also advocates for right, because it's going to really vibrate to your frequency. It's going to make all your studies easier for you.
Mm-hmm.
Getting that right internship space, you're just going to flourish for sure. And the beautiful thing that's going on right now is Saturn is in Sagittarius, your sign, and it hasn't been there for 29 years, okay? So it's there now, and what it's going to be doing is it's going to allow you to teach and learn simultaneously for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a lot of power coming to you. Yeah. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I agree. I so agree. It's going over your sun, so that's a little unnerving for you right now because it's a matter of patience or temperance with the situation. Okay? and here again, it may not come. I know you Sages are a dual sign, and you want it now, and then you have a Mercury in Scorpio, which means that your thoughts are so intense with that, okay? And Mars is going to be passing over that Mercury, and I think that's when you're going to get the sign of your communication of where you're going to be going with this. But I so agree with Aphrodite as far as international law is concerned or anything to do with not only the United States, but global law. Okay, so here again, I think you're here to be a big person on this earth and a representative of this earth, so don't lose faith, okay? Follow through with the direction. If this is a place you know you want to be and this is the right place for you, it will fall into place, no doubt. She was talking about that Saturn being there. This is an internship situation that you see going on, the student and the teacher both in combination. And so here again, I think it's really a great time for you. Venus passed over your Sun and passed over your Mars, which means that there's a lot of great things coming to you just from previous efforts that you've made. So really, have a little bit more faith during this period of time, and I think you're going to get the internship that you want.
Yeah, I'll know by the end of next month. If I'm getting an interview even, and because it is at the Capitol in D.C., it's going to be through the phone. So, I don't know. Like, I think I can do really well just because, like, I know what I'm talking about.
right.
And it's, like I said, it's all about, like, advocating. And I think it's a good start for if I, you know, do pursue this. Just because I can get very discouraged when nothing is turning out. And it just, like, I mean, I know I want this, but, like, not obtaining it would be, like, maybe I need to do something else, you know?
No. No is the answer. This is it. And I want you to think in that way. This is it. This is where I'm going. And really shine to show yourself, because this is truly what you are. This is truly a good fit for you. So don't doubt that process. Come with that faith. Look, I am an asset. I am going to bring these things to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And like I mentioned to you earlier, now when we take you out of Washington State and put you to Washington, D.C., how funny is that? What's going to happen is your Sun and Mars are going to be in the ninth house of, again, international law. You're going to have a lot of planetary energy in that eighth house. Your powers of concentration in that area are going to be fabulous, okay? And, you know, your moon naturally forms a beautiful trine to your Mars. So your ability to be charming and present yourself, I would concentrate very much on your speech because it is a telephone interview. I would even practice and rehearse a little bit because of the retrograde Mercury. This is a great time to do it. You've got enough time. Rehearse, okay?
Okay.
But I'm excited because I think you're definitely, your intuition, your initial intuition of what you wanted to do and what you stand for is more powerful than one minor disappointment, okay? Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Keep us posted,
okay? It was a big one. Yeah, it was at the Capitol here in Washington State, so it kind of was a big bummer. But, I mean, I moved on and applied for something else.
Great.
Oh, and it starts this summer. It starts in June, actually. So, yeah.
I like that.
Great.
I like that a lot for you.
Okay. Well, thank you for your input, and have a good
Well, you have a sweet night.
Amy. You too. Bye.
Interesting.
That's
so you ready
really
for the next
good.
One? I know it is. I love her chart.
Okay.
Area code 913, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies. It's Andy. How you doing tonight?
Oh, good.
Hey,
yourself?
staying warm. I am holding a sick little dog. I'm doing a tube feeding as we're talking. You can't see me, but I'm got a little syringe into a stomach tube.
Okay.
But you know what? We're making progress.
Yay.
That's a good thing.
Yes, it is a good thing. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, I'm very happy to have him home. And he wasn't doing so well on the food that they gave me. To give him, so I kind of worked with my other vet and kind of on a gut instinct and worked using some other food, so pureeing that and hoping to get him back to at least his own weird normal.
Well, you know, Jupiter is in Virgo, and Virgo rules dogs, and it also rules the gastrointestinal tract and the ability to assimilate
yes.
nutrients into the body. So Jupiter being retrograde, you might find that when he starts to do better, you might alter his diet a little bit more. So I have a sense this is a work in progress.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, thank you for that. Absolutely. And assimilation is a big issue.
Yes.
So you can see my counter right now. I've got Pedialyte and B vitamins and all kinds of medicines. It's kind of hilarious.
He's your baby. Of course you do. He's your baby.
Yes. I didn't go to nursing school for nothing, that's for sure.
Beneficial.
Absolutely. I wanted to ask about this full moon coming up in Leo. Just kind of curious about that. I think it hits my second house. And
no. It's in your first house.
Oh, first house, okay.
In Overland Park,
wow.
Yeah, it's in the first
yeah,
house.
First house.
And it's not
okay.
really dead on the cusp either. It's like a 3-degree discrepancy there.
Oh,
but
wow.
It's a perfect trine to your son.
Lovely.
I love that too. And you know what? On the full moon, Venus, the planet of love, is going to be kissing your moon at 0 degrees of Capricorn, and that's you loving your little baby.
Yes.
Isn't that sweet? Did you see that, Jacqueline?
Yes, I did. I was going to point that out.
Well, I'll
That'll
tell you,
nice.
It's been a challenge, but I'm learning a lot. I don't know. It's going to be kind of a fascinating semester with school starting next week and caregiving and all of that sort of stuff, but I'm sure learning a lot.
And it'll be a nice emotional shift for you. I don't think this one, as far as going back to school, is going to be a hard emotional shift. Again, with this full moon and that shift, it's helping you make that transformation and change. It's assisting you with that perfect time.
That's great, because it'll be an interesting shift, sort of getting ready to finish up some coursework, hopefully this semester, and move into the next phase of things. So I'm looking forward to it. Looking
and
forward to getting
over the hump. What's your goal as far as
a
degree, Andy?
PhD.
In what?
Research, nursing research.
Good.
So that's what I've been working towards.
Okay.
So I'll be starting a minor paper this semester with a new mentor, and then hopefully doing a dissertation proposal this summer and defending that, and then hopefully can start writing in the fall.
I would say yes.
Yeah, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. I love that Pluto's going to be moving into your seventh house, too, and forming beautiful trines to your Mars and your Pluto, both in Virgo, and even Uranus. It's still hitting Uranus, so again, this can be an extremely productive time for you. Once that Mercury goes direct on the 25th, you're going to feel some of the stress relieving itself, and you're going to be starting to really look forward to everything. I think that there's going to be a shift in consciousness. It's not going to come right at the full moon. It's going to come a little bit later when Mercury turns. You know, because you've got several planets in Virgo that are key right now, and because Virgo is ruled by Mercury, this is going to make a nice shift in consciousness for you. I have a feeling that you're going to like the people you're interactive with, whether it's online or in person.
Excellent. Thank you both so much. I so appreciate having the two of you and your support and wonderful guidance. Thank you.
Aww. And prayers and love and light to your baby.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you so much. It's I swear to you, if you could see a picture, he's about 7.5 pounds, and I'm walking with him with this feeding tube, and I'm just sort of laughing like this is like having an infant, a special needs infant.
And that's why he
boy.
Chose you, because he knew you'd be there for him.
Well,
animals are smarter than us. Animals
yes,
are smarter.
They are. They are very smart. Got that right. Well, stay warm and have a great week. Thank you both so much.
You as well.
Many blessings.
Bye-bye.
What a sweetheart. I've had special needs cats. I know how it is. It's like there's nothing else. I've had special needs people in my life, too. There's nothing else. You're just there. You just do whatever you can do and try and be as patient and positive as possible. She's doing it. She's doing it big time.
Yes, she is, and it's a good thing. I think, I think she's going to see that turn when Venus goes over her moon in the sixth house in her natal chart. I think it's going to be great for her and her friend.
Yes.
Her baby.
Her baby. So are you ready for the next one? All right, where are we here? Cue's so full, I'm trying to find it. Oh, there it is. Area code 305, you're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
It's
yes.
Deanna.
Wonderful, then I don't have to put the loudspeaker on. How wonderful to speak to you both today. And I love the reading so far for all the other ladies.
Well, thank you. What's going on in your world?
Moment by moment, trying to overcome everything that stands in the way, health-wise and, financially and otherwise, and remembering your advice, don't look back, just look forward. So I'm doing the best I can. But it's been very challenging, and I really did have faith, and that pulled me through.
Great. Good news coming in 3 days. Good news, I'm telling you.
Thank you. And you said to me, you know, just use this time to get over, you know, your physical issues so that when you do go to work or do things, you'll be in good health. And I feel that I am. I feel that I'm overcoming. It's been very, very scary, honestly, honestly. The other day I started rubbing my eye and then I couldn't open it. That's 2 days ago. Took me like 15 minutes and lots of distilled water. And then I said, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And it was.
Wow.
Yeah, it's because I'm getting very dehydrated. And, you know, the eyes need a lot of water. And I, no matter how much I drink, dehydration was taking over. So faith took over dehydration.
Have you ever used, like, emergency or any kind of strong electrolytes at all?
No, I tried to use smart water or alkaline water, but I'm going to try that emergency you mentioned. And I know that I need to try some natural C vitamin, not the artificial kind, because it's very important for the eyes.
Well, what I am looking at with that is more of, I just said it, now my mind went blank.
Emergency?
The
electrolyte water. Right.
Whatever, however you want to take it, I mean, they have many different ways. Emergency has the electrolytes in it. It also, of course, has C in it as well, which is good for you. That's kind of suggested both of them. But I'm feeling right now, and this is just a real strong intuition when you just started talking about the eye, that your electrolyte level was down. Okay? So it's just
A
real strong gut instinct that you need more electrolytes no matter what in your body.
Definitely, because I had those kidney stones the third week in November, an infection, so I'm sure I did away with all the electrolytes in my body. That's why it was so, you know, challenging to overcome it. But going the natural way, not the, you know, pharmaceutical way, is it's just going to take longer.
Okay.
So you say after that in about 3 days, things are going to look up.
Good news is coming, I'm telling you. Nice things going on in your chart tonight for sure. Mars is sitting on your Mercury, and the Sun is about to pass over your Jupiter over the next couple of days. And I have a feeling some very good decisions you're going to have to make about work and service.
Oh, I hope so. They did, I think tomorrow, or actually Tuesday, closes a vacancy. So I'm looking forward to an interview with them. And if they do see me, they know me well enough to know that, like you said to the first caller, or the second one, I think, to Erica, you're an asset. You're an asset.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, anything else from you, Jackie?
Oh, that was the biggest thing I saw. I mean, I agree with Aphrodite completely because of the Jupiter aspect. Okay. And Jupiter still is within range of being in trine with your Jupiter. So here again, I so agree with Aphrodite that something good is going to come with the next decade.
Oh, thanks. I look forward to just being financially stable. I don't mean making a bundle, just being stable, being able to pay my bills, because it really weighs heavily on my emotions when I'm unable. It makes me feel disabled. And that's one thing I'd rather not feel, you know. But like you always say, faith is the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm. And right now, I love it because Neptune is in trine to your Mercury and to Mars. And that's exactly why Jacqueline keeps telling you, faith is the key to overcome.
I'm going to keep it. I'm going to water it and give it some vitamins so it grows.
There you go. I like it.
Electrolytes.
Are you going to stay on and listen, Deanna?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay.
I wanted to tell you, I went to this little restaurant that is a chain here in Florida. They're Peruvian. It's called La Granja, the farm. They got this great seafood soup with cilantro. So it was huge that I ate the whole thing. And I think it contains a lot of iodine because it's seafood. So I think that's also very good. What do you think?
Great. Go with your intuition. That Scorpio stuff going on.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate, you know, the support. I wish everybody a wonderful week and all your callers and the ones that are yet to be heard. So I'll listen carefully. Bless you.
Okay, babe. Many blessings. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Telling you. She seems pretty good tonight, though. Much more upbeat. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 856, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. How are you? It's Rose Maria.
Maria!
How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Doing great.
Are you 4-1-1959?
No, 12-31-74.
And you've called before?
Yeah, a while ago.
I got so many Marias on here, it's crazy.
Where's Maria?
No offense.
12-31, Jersey.
And what time were you born?
7:30 in the morning.
7:30.
And where?
Camden, New Jersey.
Camden, New Jersey. Now, do you still live there?
Near the area, yes.
Okay. So you're a stone's throw.
And that was AM or PM? I'm sorry. I just wanted to know.
AM.
And that was 12-31-64.
74.
74. I always want to make sure with Mercury
Retro. You're not kidding. It's been crazy. Do you have a special question for us tonight?
I know it's just a little on the retrograde this past week to relocate with couple of opportunities I have running for openings for jobs.
Well, have you had more than one career?
Not really.
Because with Mercury retrograde in your first house, it might be time to go back to something that you maybe had abandoned or had moved away from for a while and to include it in your search here.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
Seems
what are you
to be...
looking for as far as work is concerned?
More, like, opportunity, more learning and...
Yeah,
going.
You're a Capricorn, and you have a lot of planetary energy in Sag, and Saturn being in Sag, this is a time for you to be teaching and learning simultaneously. You want to give people also the benefit of what you do know from your experience, but you really do need the stimulation because you've been kind of depressed.
Yeah, I got out of that.
Yeah, maybe not even depressed, but stagnant, melancholy maybe. I don't think it's that bad, but I think... good things are going to be coming here. It's just with the Mercury retrograde, it seems to be like there's something that you need to redo. Now, I'm sure you've redone your resume, right?
Yes.
Okay. And have you also decided that you're going to ask for the opportunities that you seek? In other words, just not hoping to get the job, but being a co-creator of the job. Because Jupiter being retrograde in your eighth house, you are looking for room to advancement, to learn new techniques, you know, this kind of thing. I think that should be very much part of what you deliver in an interview. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I went to look up your solar return. And we're so close to it, you know, that I decided to look at it in a different way. I'm a big solar return fan.
Okay. she's an expert at it, by the way.
And here again, it shows a total transformation. Pluto's in your 10th house. Your moon is in your 10th house. Your sun and Mercury in Capricorn are in your 9th house, along with Saturn. And your Mars is in your 12th house. Okay. The reason why I mention all of those is because what's happening now is a total transformation.
That's not the solar return I'm looking at. Are you looking at the solar return for 15 or 16?
Oh, 16. Ooh.
I wanted to call you before you went on. Okay, I didn't want her to remember things that were wrong.
I got
that this week, too.
Okay. That's another Mercury retrograde one I did. Okay, let me take a look at this again, because you're having a total transformation and change this next year as far as your work is concerned. Okay. Okay. And this even reiterates what Aphrodite was saying now. revisiting, going back to something you've done before, or maybe the same company you've worked for before, could easily
right.
be done during this period of time. Okay? And so I do suggest that particular thing, but what do you want to do when you grow up? Because it's really a big question of more of really finding a passion in your work than anything else this year. A journey, we were talking about learning as well as working it simultaneously. And that is a big thing this year, is learning something that you enjoy to do and really following along with that as far as a long-term career is concerned. So what do you want to do when you grow up?
My background, being in a relationship, working side by side, and do what I need to do, like not control, like oversee everything, pretty much.
All I can tell you is you really need somebody in your life that can appreciate your spunk. Because when you're up, you're very up. When you're down, you're very down.
Right.
You know, your chart's kind of split with the Sagittarian energies and the Capricorn energies. But the Sag energies, the fire in your chart with your beautiful moon in Leo in your birth chart, the fire is important, all right?
Right.
To be able to be yourself and to be self-expressive and have a person respect that even if they don't agree. That's so important for you.
Right. True.
Are you seeing someone romantically now?
Not right now, but I know there's someone around me that I'm trying to work with right now.
Right, because Saturn's sitting on your Mars, and Saturn moves roughly a degree a month. Over the next 60 days, they're going to conjoin in the heavens, and that's when it's going to work out. Give yourself this time. Right now, Saturn is in perfect trine to your moon and your ancient part of fortune, which is the one I use. So I have a feeling that there may be a part of you that thinks that you've known them before, okay? But there's a familiarity spiritually. And so for that reason, take your time with this Mercury retrograde and Jupiter retrograde. Work out the details. Be very patient, but underneath that, have a gentle optimism guide you through the next 60 days, okay?
All right. Yeah. Cool.
I'm going to add just a little bit more of a suggestion to that. And I know you have a Mercury in Capricorn, and I know that's a tough thing because you direct it. You physically want to see it before you believe it, okay? But you
right.
have your sun in the 12th house, okay? So your dream time is crucially important to you. And I'd really like to see you do some kind of practice work, such as before you go to bed, say, I want to see how the man of my dreams, I want to see how this is going to work itself out. And pay attention to your dream time as you go through this and see what you can manifest in your dream time as far as looking at the perspective in a more relaxed mode to see really where your truth is, because you have a lot of power generating your life in your dream time.
guys.
All right, keep us posted. We'll be inquiring minds want to know.
Got it.
All right, have a sweet night, babe. All
right. You too.
Bye.
Right. Oh, my God.
I love the chart. Because there's so much groundedness, but so much expansion at the same time. I just love it.
That's true.
It's a tough blend, but you know what? If she can master it, she's golden.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's why she was born, to master it. You know, that's how I look at it. When I see those, you know, energies, I'm like, all right, well, meet the challenge.
Yeah, mastering it, she could be a goddess easily. I mean, there's a lot of, she's got a lot of power in this chart.
She does. So you're ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 623, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you, ladies?
Great, how are you?
I'm the other Maria, 4159, that you mentioned before.
Oh,
I love it.
I talked to you in September about a job, and you asked me to call you back when I had an offer. So I'm calling you because I have been offered a job when Mercury is retrograde this week, actually. So what do we do when we are offered a job when Mercury is retrograde?
And where are you living now?
I'm living in Glendale, Arizona.
Just make sure I have the birth information correct. It's April
1st, 5/9.
Okay, 4:15
uh-huh.
p.m., right?
Uh-huh.
And that's in Caguas, Puerto Rico, right?
C-A-G-U-A-S, yes.
Okay. Do you have it, Jacqueline?
Yes, I do.
I'm sorry.
All right. I figured you did.
I had her up before.
I know. We both did. He's like, all right. But I put up three of them to try and find the other girl.
Oh, okay.
All right. Let's take a look at that retrograde for you.
Well, you know, sometimes things, you know, blessings come in disguise and clean things up for you under retrograde. And, you know, Mars has come within conjunction of your Neptune in your second house. And, you know, Mercury is in your fifth house at this point in time, transiting through it and going to retrograde back, but once it goes direct, go over your moon. So sometimes that creative energy that's through the fifth house can manifest something that you may feel uncomfortable with in the beginning, but may really be good for you because it's going to pass over your moon later on after it goes direct. Next month it'll be passing over your moon. And I think then you'll really have a nicer understanding of where you're going to go with this. But I like it for you.
Mm-hmm. And
what do you think of that?
Oh, I'm sorry, interesting about what you said, because remember that you were talking about the Mars in your pot of fortune, and my Mars is in Gemini in my pot of fortune, so.
Correct. And Mars is in Scorpio right now, conjunct the pot of fortune and conjunct your Neptune. So it's really
more important
that
the sun is sitting on your moon. The Arizona chart, the sun's sitting on your moon, Mercury's transiting your sixth house of work and service, and it's retrograding back onto Pluto, your planet of empowerment, within the next 4 days. So what's happening now, and Saturn, the great teacher, is sitting on your vertex, or your electric ascendant, okay, and trying to the south node. So it's almost like something long awaited is about to manifest to me.
Mm-hmm.
And because of Jupiter being retrograde in your third house, it's heading back into your second house of making money, it may be more timely that you're getting the opportunity now because the resources that you're going to get might have been better than they would have been before.
Maybe, I'm sorry, maybe, did you say?
The money would be better than what you would have gotten before if you had gotten it when you really wanted it at the very beginning. Okay?
Oh.
So I have a feeling that it's just timely because I like it. I like that sun-moon lineup.
Yeah.
It's sweet. And you have,
and I was,
you have today, of course, the moon is in Taurus sitting on your Venus in the 10th house of your career. And the moon's exalted in Taurus. So for us to be discussing this at this time, you are looking to be stable, but you also want to do something that you love and you feel productive with. It has a practical counterpart as far as the income, and to feel every day you've accomplished something of value. Is that the kind of job it is?
Yes.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
You are doing, you're cooking with gas, girl.
Yes, one of the things that I wanted to mention also, that I was born when Mercury was retrograde. I don't know if this is going against or with.
It always is. Go ahead, Aphrodite.
I was born with Mercury retrograde, and I have to tell you, it's a blessing. Because what it allows you to do is it allows you to listen and respond rather than react, because yours is in Aries. Mine is in Leo, and the same is true in those fire signs. It can be a very beneficial thing for you when you're dealing with the public, whether it's person to person or even on the phone. That Mercury retrograde can sometimes really work for you, because most people that have their Mercury in Aries and it's not retrograde, they can put their foot in their mouth just about every other day. I say that kindly. But you have the ability to show more tact, I think. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Ditto. Ditto, ditto, ditto. It is. It's a great blessing, believe it or not. And that a lot of times you find with when you have a retrograde planet, and that planet is retrograde, that time cycle that it is retrograde is more comfortable than the average individual, whether it be Mercury, Mars, or any of the other ones. You feel more comfortable, and you get a little bit better of a stabilization during that period of time.
Okay. So thank you for your blessings.
You're welcome. You have a stellar night. Good luck.
Thanks.
Good night. Bye. Well, we've only... Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. We only have like 2 minutes left, not even. We probably should tell people where to find us and what we're doing.
Okay. Well, on the 28th, I start an beginning astrology class that I'm teaching, as well as on the 29th, I start a beginning tarot class, both at Spark of Divine in Vero Beach. And I am there every Friday and do consultations there every Friday with anybody who's in that area. They can feel free to call me or Spark of Divine. And then on the weekends, I'm at the B&A Flea Market in Stewart, and I take walk-ins there, or you can call for a private appointment. Whether you're here or anywhere else. And you can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
Well, I am so excited. We had a great show tonight. I wish we could have gotten to everybody. But if you do need us in between, don't hesitate to call us. Our numbers are on Blog Talk Radio. We're both on Facebook. My phone number is 540-400-0110. And with this Mercury retrograde, Jupiter retrograde, I have updated my events thing on my website, which is aphrodite.com, aphrodite.com. And that tells you where I am, and that's always changing. I am looking forward to my Florida trip, which I'll probably do sometime in early April. And I'm hoping that everybody has a wonderful week. Keep warm if you're in cold country. If you're in warm country, be thankful.
I like that. Have a good week.
God bless. Good night.